She heeded nothing of what I said, but when she had tasted the water and drawn breath, she went on thus.
"I tell you, I could not forget it, and I took my revenge. For you to be adopted by your uncle and placed in a state of ease and comfort was what I could not endure. I wrote to him. I said I was sorry for his disappointment, but Jane Eyre was dead. She had died of typhus fever at Lowood. Now, act as you please. Write and contradict my assertion. Expose my falsehood as soon as you like. You were born, I think, to be my torment. My last hour is racked by the recollection of a deed which, but for you, I should never have been tempted to commit."
"If you could be persuaded to think no more of it, aunt, and to regard me with kindness and forgiveness—"
"You have a very bad disposition," said she, "and one to this day I feel it impossible to understand. How for 9 years you could be patient and quiescent under any treatment, and in the 10th break out all fire and violence, I can never comprehend."